Good morning, 740 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. It's Election Day, and Sheriff Chip Simmons is here with me. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So just one thing, because I know it's the kind of thing that people might forget, and you only have to deal with it every couple of years, obviously, but lots of people conceal carry, and now you conceal carry without a permit.
Right.
Right? So people, as long as you could get a permit, you can carry, is basically the principle of the thing.
Right.
But there are places you cannot conceal carry in, and if you don't know, this can get you in trouble. You can't conceal carry in a bar. You can't conceal carry on an educational campus. There's a couple of very technical exclusions. That
judicial centers.
Yeah, judicial centers. You cannot carry during a meeting of the legislative body.
Right.
And also, you cannot carry at a
Polling place or a election location.
Right. So don't inadvertently get yourself arrested for taking a gun to the polling place. That's not the way you want to spend your election day.
Exactly.
Leave it. Just leave it at home. That's exactly right. Oh, man. I have to go through that every time I when I go to Annie's Pensacola, I have to think it through. Like, oh, you know, leave the gun. You know, don't take a gun because it's bad. You know,
so even then, you know, a lot of times people have it in their cars, and even going to a military installation, they ask you.
Do not do. A couple of incidents that we want to talk about. One is you had these burglaries on Majestic and Donegal, and then I guess they kind of fled to Santa Rosa County. What was this all about?
Kind of. One did. Yeah, we had some burglaries that we were dealing with from October 26th and 27th, and that was in the area of Majestic Drive and Donegal Drive that you mentioned. During those burglaries, two firearms were stolen, a generator was stolen, golf clubs, vacuum cleaner, rims, and tires were all taken. Well, the investigation led to a Zachary Mallow. And shortly after the burglaries took place, he was arrested on an unrelated charge over in Santa Rosa County. So they called us, hey, we got this guy. Great. We're looking for this guy. And then that investigation led to a second suspect, and it led us to a hotel room, Red Roof Inn, on Wild Lake Road. So we did a search warrant at that location, and we found a second suspect, Mr. Terrence Fessold, and we found a whole bunch of stuff during the search warrant. We found other stolen firearms, two additional firearms, 147 grams of fentanyl, 15 grams of cocaine.
Good Lord.
59 grams of methamphetamine. A little bit of marijuana, 5 grams of hydrocodone, and Xanax. Terrence Fussell was arrested. They were charged with a number of different things.
So he's running his own little criminal flea market.
He had everything. Guns, stolen property, drugs. They were, I guess, living the life. But we put a picture out on social media to give you an idea of what we found and what was going on in this particular hotel room. Again, you can see in the picture I'm looking at right now with guns, and there's a little bit of cocaine. Again, that's where they have the fentanyl. So these are people that we're glad to have off the streets. Not only are they burglars, but they're obviously menaces to society.
Absolutely. Well, you know, good work getting that done. We also had Alex Andrade called the most Florida man story ever. You have a known felon for bank robbery in the past.
Right.
And decided that in the middle of waving political signs, it was time to bank rob again. Is that right? But not here. He's from here, but he went where?
He was in Crestview over in Okaloosa County. Yeah, he had already done time for bank robbery, so he is a bank robber. And he's holding signs up. He's also wearing a reflective-type vest. He decides, you know what? I'm in Crestview.
Might
Why
as well.
Don't I rob a, yeah, rob a, I mean, a bank here?
Crime of opportunity. Yeah. I mean, there's lots of banks.
Yeah, we get a call that this clown's over there on in the Perdido area, and so our SWAT team is geared up to go. We got a bank robber. Right. So our advanced team, I think SWAT command level people, are going over there to check out the house before we set up our SWAT operation. And as they're driving by, they see this guy coming outside, and they take advantage of the opportunity and go ahead and take him down and arrest him. So, yeah, we end up arresting him here. I guess he lives here. Great. but he did commit his crime.
So he's going to be extradited over there.
Yeah. Eventually he'll be moved over to Okaloosa County. But it was good coordination with Okaloosa County and our guys. And again, our guys taking advantage of an opportunity.
You guys also had, it's been all in the news, this sign waving incident on Pensacola Beach. To your knowledge, what happened?
Well, I mean, someone's waving a sign and another individual, a female, there's pictures all over the internet of the alleged female attacker. Well, this person gets out and tries to steal the sign, and a female gets injured during this altercation. So we are investigating it. We have a battery investigation right now. I spoke to our patrol commander this morning. They're looking at some possible names that they've gotten. So far, we don't have a positive ID. Once we have that positive identification, we'll submit an affidavit to the judge for review. And we do intend to make an arrest on that charge.
And by the way, I've seen on social media some, sort of denials and don't you say that's this person. And until you guys have a person you've announced, maybe better off not to claim that anybody is the perpetrator.
Yeah, I mean, social media is the way it is. People are going to just go crazy with things. But we haven't put anything out.
Yep.
It's a misdemeanor investigation that we're working. And once we have positive identification, and we have a conversation with the victim to make sure that they want to proceed forward, we will fill out an affidavit once we identify them. The picture is pretty good. I mean, eventually we'll identify the individual that's. I feel like we'll identify the individual that's responsible. And you can wave your signs all you want to. You can have your opinion. You can exercise your right to free speech, but don't put your hands on someone else.
Yeah,
because you
can talk, you can yell as long as you don't engage in fighting words.
Yeah,
you don't need to hit anybody ever. Period.
There's no reason for that,
right?
I mean, as an elected official, I mean, I kept telling my supporters, do not engage in this type of a physical thing because you'll probably go to jail.
Yeah, that's how that works. One of the things I wanted to ask you about, we were out at NES Pensacola, of course, and for both days, I was on land on the Saturday day. I had not seen the Rook.
Right.
That's pretty. Pretty wild contraption. Tell people what the Rook is.
Contraption.
It's
basically a
it's not a Bearcat. It's not an armored vehicle. I mean, it is an armored vehicle, but it's not like we think of as a Brink truck or something like that. It's what is it?
Well, it's a beefed up Bobcat type of a thing. It's basically another tool for our SWAT team or for the sheriff's office itself. And yeah, we have a Bearcat. I know the city of Pensacola just recently got a Bearcat too. So we decided this time let's show them the Rook, and the Rook is just what we call it. That's the name of the machine itself. So it's a Bearcat with a platform in the very front of it. This ballistic
Bobcat.
I'm sorry, Bobcat.
Yes. Yeah, it's the Bearcat is the personnel carrier. The Bobcat is like the tractor.
I got my cats. Cats confused there.
It's very easy to do.
We have a couple cats in there, but we have this time is a Bobcat, modified Bobcat type of a machine, and it's got a platform in the very front of it that has a place where we can sit. We can stand 3 to 4 SWAT members. It's ballistic. It's got holes in it where we can put weapons through it. We can deploy tear gas through it. The cab itself is ballistic. Also, it's got the capability of having a ram, a hydraulic ram, so we can push a door in, take a door down, take the porch down. We can do whatever. We have used this in conjunction with code enforcement when they've taken down drug houses or code violating houses. We've used it in some of our exercises. So some people have probably seen it in some of the videos we've had, but it was very effective. It's more portable than the Bobcat. It's used more to
Bearcat.
More portable than the Bearcat so that we can go up into up there amongst the bad guys.
Basically push into the door instead of having to break in with people. You can push into it with people behind the ballistic shield, which is, it has, I'm sure, uses that are, very, very particular. By the way, have you ever looked into having Cat Country sponsor the bear and the Bobcat?
Too many
cats?
They probably should. We have opportunities. We can put some like NASCAR.
Speaking of the base, I don't know there's any way to describe it other than an utter traffic catastrophe. 300,000 people is a hard number to put into 2 days on the base. We get that, but what I'm curious about is, were you guys involved in like the traffic planning? Because on Friday, of course, people couldn't get in and out of schools, couldn't get in and out of houses to work, all that kind of stuff. Saturday's a little different because it's not as much, but still, processing so many people in and then the traffic congestion that creates outside the base. I didn't see deputies. You guys weren't out directing traffic or anything. Were you guys involved on that?
Well, no, not really. We were, over the years, we've had many conversations because of the practices that take place during the week.
Yeah, of course, right.
Of course, this is a lot worse because this is an air show that a lot more people are trying to go to.
Thunderbirds and Blue Angels. It's unprecedented, right?
Exactly. We have had conversations, again, over the years with the command staff over at the base. We've had DOT. We had a bunch of people that are involved, kind of commissioners were involved, and we're trying to come up with a solution to it. But here's the bottom line.
That's in the past, but not this time.
In the past, but this time we didn't have any conversations. But what the deputies could stay in there in the intersection, but there's no place for the cars to
go. Right. You can't flush an intersection where the outvote doesn't exist.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. The only thing I wish is that people would adhere to not blocking into cross traffic from the intersection. And I have had people, we were monitoring as best we could, and there were many cases where they did release the cross traffic. But they're like neighborhoods on some of those cross streets that we're not able to get through. It's again, you have too many cars, and you have too many intersections, and there's nowhere for them to go.
Right.
I don't believe they opened the gates until 8 o'clock in the morning. So by that time, there was I don't know, probably thousands
massive
of cars
backups, throughout right.
in both
gates, right.
And so there was really nowhere to put the cars. Again, you can have a deputy standing there and watching parked cars if you want to.
But it doesn't help anything.
We have to make a decision on do we want to continue to have to support, at least it's not our decision, but to support the Blue Angel Air Shows, and I think we should.
Yep.
Or basically just tolerate the traffic that it is. Now, I'm not saying there shouldn't be and couldn't be coordination. The school buses, I would agree, is an issue. There might be something where we the base and I guess the school district can coordinate.
Right.
The Friday show, but Saturday there's no school buses concern. We tell people on the beach show on 4th of July, we have 100,000 people going to the beach as well. It's going to be long. It's going to be a long wait. And there's going to be nowhere to go on the bridge. Don't run out of gas on a bridge. You may be there a couple hours. We tell people that all the time. And we still get complaints.
Yeah, of course.
Oh my gosh, I had to wait for an hour or whatever.
Hey, last thing I want to talk with you about is just kind of a neat thing that y'all did this year is you had movie night on Friday, but that's a common thing. Best canine Halloween costume?
Yeah, well, we've done it the last couple of years.
Okay.
Our PIO loves the canines, and they decide, you know what, let's do a costume contest. And
who doesn't love dogs? And dogs in costume is fun.
And I think our equestrian unit participated in years past. I'm not sure if they did it this year or not, but I believe Buster won. He was a Blue Angel pilot. I don't know what he was.
That's good.
I didn't get a vote, so no one showed me the
pictures. You were a canine officer in the past?
I can't remember.
You're not. Okay. No. But is it your sense that the dogs enjoy this?
Who doesn't enjoy dressing up?
I don't want to assume.
Them.
You'll ask? Okay. All right.
I'll get back
to me next week. Let me know what the canines tell you. Sheriff Chip Simmons, always a pleasure, sir. Thanks for the time. Thanks for keeping us safe and informed. We'll see you next week.
You bet. Y'all take care.